Tragedy. A 42-year-old woman's been arrested on suspicion of murder. The Kremlin says the West's reaction to Alexei Navalny's death is unacceptable, as many point the finger directly at Moscow. The politician, who was one of Vladimir Putin's harshest opponents, died in an Arctic prison on Friday. A spokesperson for Mr. Navalny claims his mother has been denied entry into the morgue where his body's being kept. Jan Dolbaum, who wrote a book about the opposition leader, says he remained defiant even after a suspicion poisoning 4 years ago.
Everybody, whether they disagreed with him or not, had a lot of respect for him, for returning to Russia, for sending that signal of hope and courage to the Russian society and his supporters.
Ireland's Deputy Prime Minister says a ground invasion in Rafah would be absolutely catastrophic. Micheál Martin's calling on the EU to review whether Israel's complying with human rights obligations in its trade agreement with the bloc. Leicestershire Police says additional specialist teams will help in the search for a toddler after he fell into a river yesterday. The force says the two-year-old was with his family when he entered the River Soar. There's new guidance for teachers in England on how to ban the use of mobile phones during school hours. It includes searching students' bags for devices. And Oppenheimer was the big winner at last night's EE BAFTA Film Awards, collecting 7 prizes. Christopher Nolan was named Best Director and paid tribute to those working towards nuclear disarmament.
There are all kinds of individuals and organizations who have fought long and hard to reduce the number of nuclear weapons in the world. And so, in accepting this, I do just want to acknowledge their efforts and point out that they show the necessity and the potential of efforts for peace.
But there were snubs for Barbie, Killers of the Flower Moon and Saltburn. That's the latest. I'm Tanya Snuggs.
This is Phoenix FM. Thanks very much to Tanya.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now, top temperature today is 13 degrees, light rain, showers and a moderate breeze. Looking pretty overcast in Brentwood and not very sunny at the moment. No sun poking through the clouds. It's going down to about 5 degrees overnight, and tomorrow 13 degrees. Again, feeling about the same, but it will be a light cloud and moderate breeze tomorrow as well. So a bit dull so far, the beginning of the week.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit SEHBAC.com for help with your home.
Never dull here on Phoenix FM. Lots of tributes for Steve Wright, who passed away last week. An amazing radio presenter, absolutely amazing. Got a lot of childhood memories of listening to Steve Wright, and I think that's the thing. You grew up with him. Well, I know I did, listening to the afternoon show. That was Mr. Angry. Was it Mr. Angry from Purley? Just the characters that used to be on there, you know, just something absolutely different about that. My phone's gone off there in the background. I downloaded a little chat thing so I can chat to my friend Dubai. Stop ringing me, I'm on air. Lisa Tarbuck as well. If you've never listened, or have listened to Lisa Tarbuck's show, does a very good show. Check her out online. She's Jimmy Tarbuck's daughter, and she's a really good actress. She's been in quite a few things with Ricky Gervais too, but she is brilliant. But yeah, she did a really beautiful tribute to Steve Wright, and she does a very, very good show. I really like her style of radio presenting as well. Kylie Minogue's in the paper, looking gorgeous as ever. People's Choice Award, she's just done a version of Badum Badum, which she's done well. And Kelly Brook is in the papers as well, about a 2-stone weight loss. What's she been using? All right. She doesn't need to. She always looks great. Oh, it's an advertisement, really, for a weight loss brand thing. Yeah, I like food. I don't want to have something that's like a shake instead of food. For me, that just wouldn't work. Anyway, talking of Kylie Minogue, here she is with Sia. This is a brand new track called Dance Alone.
Late night, you and I, post fight. It's my life. Last row, there's a door. I'm all for. I watch you walk away. It's just another day. Don't need you to stay. No. I am not afraid. I know I'll be okay. There's nothing you can say. Oh.
I absolutely love local radio. It is the best way to stay in touch with what's going on in your area. So stay tuned.
Days 3 till 6 p.m. with local events, drive live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello.
Buzzing.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Joe. 3 till 6 p.m. on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
I took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe for these people.
A bit mixed, she was just skin and bones. Daddy found in a deep ditch on his way home. He said she hopped right up,
when he opened his door. When you feel that kind of feeling, son, you found yours. Age of 17, worked all summer long, washing cars and pulling weeds from your neighbor's lawn. Well, it wasn't no king ranch, but she was paid for. And you find that kind of freedom, buddy, you found yours. Way out of your league, but you didn't care. When you stole that kiss on her daddy's front porch, that feeling that you're feeling, buddy, you found yours. Whoa, whoa, you found yours. Turns to two little feet running up and down the hall. Now it's plain as day what you're down here for. You were looking for a reason, buddy, you found yours.
Whoa, whoa, you found yours. Now living, breathing reason you've been looking for.
That is Luke Combs, or Combs, with You Found Yours. Got myself a cup of coffee, I'm here. Well, of course I'm here, I'm talking to you. well done, Michelle. Now, I'm looking at a couple of pictures online at the moment, which kind of look a little bit terrible. And it's hospital food. What's your experience of being in hospital and hospital food? This is somebody's posted up a picture, and it is of their food for their dad, who's in a hospital in the UK, in Glasgow. In Glasgow, Scotland. And she said, absolute disgrace, disgusting. And what it is, it's like a... Do you remember Spam? Spam. Like tin of spam. Do you know, anyone remember Spam? Or do you know what Spam is? It's like ham, isn't it? But it's Spam. And it's kind of like a meat thing. I think it's ham. Or is it Spam? I don't know. But it's like one of those slices of meat where you kind of think it's a bit of a mystery. Anyway, so it's on a plate, just a piece of Spam. And then there are three potatoes that look like they're boiled, roasted, but not one or the other. And then it's got like a blood kind of... very pale gravy. And when I say gravy, it looks like water. There's no vegetables, there's nothing. At that is a dinner. You cannot be serious serving that to people in hospital. I mean, I know they're meant to have so many calories, aren't they, or something. I mean, what happened with the old-fashioned sort of like mash and a couple of sausages, or mash and I don't know, some like carbs and a bit of flavour? It's just all, how could they serve that up to somebody in hospital? I did read somebody else saying they've been in hospital recently for a couple of weeks, and they managed to lose 4 stone because they couldn't eat. And they said the only time they really ate is when their family actually bought stuff in, or they went down to the calf and brought stuff in from there. When I was in hospital, and I was in hospital about 10 years ago, the food was excellent. I was in UCLH in London, Queen's Hospital, and it was fabulous. It was pure shepherd's pie. It was gorgeous. So I think it depends what hospital you go to. I mean, I used to get up in the middle of the night because I was in there for about 5 days. And I got up in the middle of the night because I couldn't really sleep because there's people making noise all night. And I used to go and say, I can't go and make myself a cup of coffee. And they go, all right, Michelle. And I get up and go and make myself a cup of coffee, have a look in the cupboards if any of them, get some biscuits. they'd sit there about 2 o'clock in the morning, have a cup of coffee, watching a bit of telly. They didn't mind because it, you know, sort of, you know, I was there while they were sort of monitoring me after my operation. But yeah, I just, this picture, honestly, it's revolting. It's a lump of spam, or it's a lump of round meat, and four potatoes that are not boiled and they're not roasted. Looks dis- I mean, honestly, there must be more pictures on there of hospital food like this. I know it's not all hospitals, though. And obviously they've got budgets and everything. You just don't understand, do you, how you can't make something. I mean, I bought a chicken at the weekend, just to give you an example. I've had three meals out of that chicken so far, and I've probably got another three to go. Probably got a sandwich for lunch, and then I'm going to put some into some curry paste that I've got. That'll be another one. And that chicken and two other bits, potatoes and something, cost me £12. Not for the chicken, because I bought some. I've got two sides with it as well, or three sides with it. So I've had three roast chicken dinners for £12 so far. I'll have a chicken sandwich, I'll have a chicken curry, and I'll have another sandwich out of it. So it'd be six meals. It's not that bad, is it? Yeah, £2 each, then, roughly. About £2 each meal. Not bad. I had to calculate that and count it on my fingers.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
The team at St Francis Hospice are challenging you to get outdoors and make a difference by taking on the Walk 100 Challenge. Simply walk 100k in March, in your own time and at your own pace, all in aid of your local hospice. Visit the St Francis Hospice Facebook page. You can find all the details you need and sign up for the Walk 100 Challenge.
At the Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
Now, I have to say thank you to Scott Ross and Antonia Jones for both sending in the track. They've put it up on the Phoenix FM playlist, so thank you very much. I was asking for YG Marley, Praise Jar in the Moonlight. It's all over TikTok at the moment. I really like it. First play on my show. Here we go.
They say the sun, and I shine for all. But they in some people's world, you never shine.
These rows of flames are catching a fire. Ah, showed you I loved you, you called me a liar. Oh no, 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 no. Baby, tell me where you gone, gone, gone. I've been feeling for your love so long. We can praise God in the moonlight. Baby, if you with me, better do right. And I've been gone too long, and I'm hoping that you sing my song, my song. I've been on this road for way too long. I've been hoping that we all get along. These roads of flames are catching a fire. I've been on my own, on, on. But we ain't never left alone, alone, alone. And if I'm telling you the feeling is wrong, relax a little, friend, this won't take too long. And when you're feeling alone, you can call my phone. Is there a better way to go? Teach them something before they lose the soul. Freedom is the road. Oh no, no, no. Coming in from the cold. Tell them not to sell it, it's worth more than gold. And guiltiness will catch them in the end. Oh yeah, oh yeah. They'll try to manipulate you through your pockets. Control.
FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, if you fancy popping out this evening, you can go to the Chancery Centre. Travels in Argentina is the theme, and that's at Billericay. A talk by Dr. Richard Ralph, chairman of the BCCS Chancery Branch, hosted by Billericay Horticultural Society. It's between 8 and 10 p.m. this evening. £3, visitors welcome, and of course, refreshments are available.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Topfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
I love radio because it's radio and it's local.
clock, yeah, it's thick 30. I've been through a lot, but I'm still flirty. Okay. Is everybody back up in the building? It's been a minute, tell me how you're healing. Cause I'm about to get into my feelings. How you feeling? How you feel right now? Oh, I've been so down and under pressure. I'm way too fine to be distressed, yeah. Man or woman to pump me up. Feeling fussy, walking in my Balenciennes, trying to bring out the fabulous. Cause I give a fuck, way too much. I'ma need like 2 shots in my cup. Wanna get up, wanna get down. That's how I feel right now.
Apologise for that little tickle. I've still got a little tickly cough, you see. A little tickly cough from COVID. Tickly cough. But it wasn't really a bad cough. But just like that little thing going all the time. And it's just, it's not, it's a cough. I'm trying to cough, but there's nothing there. There's nothing there. Is one of those type of coughs. Just have to, another cup of coffee. That's helping a little bit. What's coming up for the rest of the day on Phoenix FM? There's plenty more. Oh, there's plenty more. Now, coming up to, after me, I've not seen him for a couple of weeks, is the one and only Scott Ross. We'll be having a chat when he gets in the studio in the next hour. And his guest is Mike Davis from the Rayleigh Town Museum. They're going to be talking about Essex martyrs and religious persecution in Tudor times. Plus, Scott will have some funny stories and great music too. Then Driver Jo Bailey, she's getting you home between 3 and 6. Under the Radar then with Anthony Gardner at 6 p.m. with his guest, Canvey Island singer-songwriter Lois Leon. Going to be playing live in the studio. Then Turn It Up with Vixter, 2 hours of electronic dance music. You can check him out also on Mixcloud too. He always likes to have the camera on. And then Cameron Hughes is here at 10 p.m. in your house. Old school house, funk and soul music. That's with Cameron Hughes. That's the rest of the day here on Phoenix FM. Now, Brentwood Food Bank, you will have seen on our Facebook page. 7,000 of you have been checking this out as well. They urgently require some items. They help over 200 families a week here in Brentwood. It's not uncommon to have a mother come in who hasn't eaten for days, so their child could. Isn't that terrible in 2024? Absolutely terrible. Lots of debt out there as well, and it's forcing people to use the food bank because they've got no, basically they won't eat otherwise. They're looking for tinned goods like tuna, minced beef, onions, braising steak, potatoes, beef casserole, meatball soups, things like that, rice pudding, custard, other things like jams and spread, biscuits, coffee and tea, also quite expensive. Sugar, bags of rice, and they're looking for shampoo, shower gel, soaps, deodorants, things like that as well, as they all cost when you're looking, you know, think about just food. You've got all the other things like bleach and your toilet rolls, all sorts of things. So if you would like to help, or you want to put a couple of items in your trolley, you can have a look at all the W's, brentwood.foodbank.org.uk, and you can find out more if you go and have a look at our website, phoenixfm.com. That music is the one and only Ed Rome with Top Link. Coming up next is a classic. This is Alexandra O'Neill with Criticise. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix KFM. It would eat my brunch between 10 and 1 weekdays.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can-Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
Join me, Andy Gardner, on Phoenix 98 FM for Under the Radar every Monday at 6 to 8pm. I'll be playing the week's new independent and alternative releases from across the globe. My album of the week, interviews, news, and live sessions from local artists. That's Under the Radar every Monday at 6 here on Phoenix 98 FM.
The more that I wait, the more time that I waste.
days when the sun gets into you and the shadows of your heart. There'll be better days when my love will find you, even though we're miles apart. Like an airplane, as the world fades out and there's a new world yet to come. And all your pain will release at night into the arms of the chosen one. If you're lost, I'll find you there, with the sunlight in your hair and the sadness washed away by the rain. Open up your eyes, 'cause you're reeling. Baby, try to remember, it's just a feeling. And there'll be better waves that begin to echo through the wasteland of your mind. Through the Milky Way, oh, my love will hold you. Hope it gets you through the night. Don't believe the little lies underneath the darkened skies. Stand up, I'll meet you there in the washed away with the rain.
Kids, this is Ashley from Freak Power, and you're listening to Michelle Ward and Eat My Brunch.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
All right, let's take a quick look at the traffic and the travel for you as we head up towards the news. Right, Brook Street roundabout's looking fine. Can't see any problems there. Heading down the A1023. There are some temporary traffic signals on London Road both ways. That's at Spittle Lane. Wilson's Corner, not too bad. A little bit busy coming down from the Doddinghurst Road, and in Ingrave as well. A little bit busy along that section of the A128 up into Herringate, in fact, in both directions. Heading down from Brook Street roundabout towards Lakeside, you've got a full run, and in the opposite direction up to the M11. No issues there. Very busy around Watts Green, Doddinghurst there. There must be some roadworks, I would think, possibly, just on that little section, Church Lane, at the end of Doddinghurst Road, where you've got Church Lane, a little bit busy there. Can't see any of the problems on the roads. More traffic and travel in an hour. Do you know what I fancy doing? I fancy going on a cruise. It's a birthday coming up soon, and I fancy, I've never been, although I do suffer from seasickness. I went on a ferry once to see me when I was 18, and I was outside going, this is amazing, this is lovely, and then I suddenly just went, hold on a minute, I don't feel right, and the next minute I was just flat out. I have been on boats since, and it's not been too bad. The See Me one was terrible. I mean, I was really ill, and I felt ill for days afterwards. So I know you can take tablets and all sorts of things now. But I fancy doing a cruise, because it'd be all right to do one on my own, you know, sort of, you know, go somewhere I don't want to spend a huge amount of money, though. Maybe I'll talk to Not Just Travel. They're one of our sponsors here on Phoenix. They sort out cruises. But there are lots of different... The thing is, it's very confusing, so there's lots of different cruises. And I could go to Antarctica, maybe. But I don't want to go anywhere too far. Maybe just a week, you know, a little mooch. Apparently, when you go on a cruise, you put on about £10 because of all the food. It's like non-stop eating. I'm really, to be fair, I can't really afford to put on £10, to be fair. Taking some of the news, here's James Arthur, brand new track. It's called Bitter Sweet Love.
I won't lie, but your body's got me feeling under pressure, babe. Tell me lies, it don't matter when I'm drowning in your pleasure. It feels electric, babe. So deep, it's in my veins. I feel the pain, so please, don't play those games. Don't play with me. Just a bittersweet love, not your bittersweet love. I need just a bittersweet love, not your bittersweet love. You need just a bittersweet love, not your bittersweet love. I need just a bittersweet love, not your bittersweet. And I could eulogize about the way you look in the red light. You're a killer, it is a thriller, babe. Tell me why, do you feel the need to run me through the ringer when I'm hook, line, and sinker, babe? So deep, it's in my veins, I feel the pain. So please, don't play those games, don't play with me.
On the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.